We are deeply concerned at the senseless loss of life and violence that continues to impair any attempts to bring peace to South Sudan. More recently, we've recorded a number of alarming incidents, including atrocities involving the irrational slaughter of 10 or more civilians, including women and children, at Kalipapa village, which is in the Kwerijuk Bungu Payam, that is located some 38 miles or so west of the capital, Juba. Additionally, we have to report that 14 civilians were wounded in an attack by unknown gunmen in Bentu Sunday just gone, at a checkpoint that is located in close proximity to the UN base. Here, rocket-propelled grenades were used, as well as other small arms. And tragically, during this episode, a 12-year-old child had to have her leg amputated due to the injury from the RPG. In this situation, the UN peacekeepers immediately responded to the incident, which caused the assailants to flee. And some of the wounded received medical treatment, and a few days later now they are in stable condition. Also, in more recent developments, following movement of SPLA forces to Gandor, which is some 11 kilometers northeast of Leer, I believe, there are reports of looting of livestock and property in the town, and the burning of the town, including 5 elderly unarmed civilians who could not and were not able to escape at the time. So the mission is currently gathering more information on this heinous event. The mission can only reiterate its earlier concerns that this kind of violence perpetuated against innocent, unarmed, non-combatant civilians has to stop if peace is to be restored. And once again, the mission urges all sides and their commanders to rein in their troops, control their forces, and return them to neutral positions, and also respect the ceasefire agreements that all parties agree to, as this is the only way for peace.
In recent weeks, we have heard many conflicting stories about Yei and what is going on. Can you bring us to speed on how is the situation there?
So Yei has been very challenging and of extreme concern to the whole UN family. The mission has not been able to gain access to the area since June, and we were concerned by reports of an increase in humanitarian crisis there. However, I'm happy to say, thanks to our joint efforts, UNMISS force was able to escort a World Food Programme convoy, which arrived in Yei recently, actually on November 4th, to deliver some of the much-needed aid to assist over 50,000 people in the last few days. We are advised by our colleagues in WFP that the food delivery will last for approximately 1 month, so it is important to be able to have a continued access into the area. This particular convoy was integrated, and it comprised of other components of the mission who were able again to travel to Yei the beginning of this week, in fact. So that is good. However, I have to say, prior to this recent entry into Yei of last week, we were able to gain initial access to the area with a long-duration patrol from Juba. And this was carried out at the end of last month, October. I think it was the 19th to the 24th. And we did this so that we could verify some of the reports that we were receiving of unrest and attacks on civilians, and to also follow up on concerns of the violent clashes between the government troops and the SPLA-IO. During this first initial assessment, our military liaison officers described Yei as a town under siege, with heavy military presence in every part of the town, and that includes on the access road to and from Yei Central, with much of the residents living in fear. Our officers received reports from several other sources of targeted abductions, killings, women and children being harassed, assaulted, and sometimes killed, and reports of routine mass force placements of neighborhoods by armed personnel. And during these incidents, homes and even churches were being looted and burned down. So again, you know, the mission urges the transitional government and local authorities to take the steps to ensure the safety and the well-being of what we now believe are over 100,000 or so South Sudanese citizens now internally displaced as a result of the violence, who continue to remain at risk in and around Yei town. And we urge them to use any means at their disposal to discourage armed personnel targeting of any ethnic group.
The Kenyan government recently announced the withdrawal of its troops from the UNMISS, and media reports now saying that about 100 have reached Kenyan capital Nairobi yesterday. Could you confirm this? And what steps are the mission taking?
We are aware that the Kenya has begun the process of repatriating some of their troops, and this commenced on Wednesday, I believe, with some of the Kenyan troops that are based in Wau being repatriated. We have approximately over 1,000 troops in South Sudan. Not only are they based in Wau, but also in Awil and Kwajuk. So the mission has taken all the necessary contingency measures in coordination with the UN headquarters in New York to ensure the continued fulfillment of our mandate within our capacities. And we will continue to value the Kenyan troops' contribution to the mission's work in fulfilling its mandate. The exact numbers, I'm not quite sure of. Yes, on Wednesday, I think it was initially 100. But as I said, the process is ongoing. Let me first deal with some of the alleged reactions of the Kenyan government. We are all aware of the deportation of James Dak, the IO spokesperson who was recently returned to South Sudan from Kenya. The mission reiterates the call made by the UN High Commissioner for Refugees and subsequent concerns raised by the Commissioner for Human Rights that James Dak be treated appropriately and in keeping with human rights law and standards. We've urged the Transitional Government of National Unity to work closely with our Human Rights Division and other international partners or interlocutors to provide assurances of James Dak's health and well-being to dispel any fears and stop any unnecessary speculation as to his situation and condition. Also, in what we consider a related development, the mission has received reports from local civilians and community leaders in the protection site in Bor that two groups of Kenyan nationals in Akobo County and Fangat County were briefly apprehended by the SPLA in opposition, and that was earlier on in the week. However, fortunately, the Kenyan nationals were later released and their passports returned. And then on another note, recent violent incidents and reports of ethnically motivated threats against staff of the UN have been prevailing, particularly in Awil, Wau, Rumbek and Jonglei, which is obviously of great concern to us and the UN family in South Sudan. The SRSG is closely monitoring the situation and is actively engaging with authorities at all levels in the regions to address any insecurity. And in fact, the SRSG personally visited two of the areas last week, in that's Rumbek and Awil. And in her meetings with the authorities, urged them to work at condemning any threats and violent acts, to put a stop to any incitement and hold any perpetrators to account.
Can you give us the status or the numbers of persons currently being protected in UNMISS POC sites? And if you have another additional information you would like to share as well.
Well, currently we have approximately 205,000 in the six POC sites across the country. And with some of these, 28,000 or so of these internally displaced that are located in an area adjacent to the Wau, our Wau base. And I think it's important to recognize over the period of the establishment of these protection sites, UNMISS has engaged regularly and transparently in search and seizure operations, which are designed to maintain an arms-free civilian nature of these sites. The mission has always worked in all impartiality with the community representatives within these POC sites, as well as with the South Sudanese authorities, to maintain the civilian nature of the protection sites. And that's including through the weapon search and seizure operations. We also look at screening those who enter the sites. And in addition to that, we also work very hard in trying to prevent any political activities being carried out on the premises. I should also add that our humanitarian partners have been raising the alarm bell on some very critical issues which South Sudan is facing now. And that, to mention briefly, the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR, says that because of the continued fighting in this country, an average of 3,005 people are leaving every day to neighboring countries, with 90% of whom are women and children. Also, we have at the same time the World Health Organization, WHO, who are very concerned about an increase in malaria cases in South Sudan. And WHO is saying that 1.9 million malaria cases have been reported across the country as of October 2023, and up to 1.82 million cases in the same period of last year, 2015. And according to WHO, who their latest report, which was issued, I believe, last Sunday, they say that all counties reported an upsurge in malaria across the country in 2016, with Northern Barragazal and Upper Nile reporting more than twice the number of cases when compared to last year, 2015. So really, honestly, the only way we can deal and support efforts to combat these tragic situations is if we have the stability and peace that will allow the various humanitarian agencies and partners time and space to prioritize their efforts. So there has to be peace for the UN to tackle these kinds of serious humanitarian concerns.